Hi, you're listening to The Humans We Are with Carola, episode number 49. Hello, amazing humans. I hope you're doing amazing today whenever you're listening and wherever you are. I am coming today with, I think, a shorter episode, but one that I find impactful and vital to all relationships. And at the same time, one that is easy to overlook or misunderstand. As humans that we are, we have a deep need for connection, to feel connected to the people around us, especially the ones that we love the most, like our partner, our kids, our parents. We want to feel in touch with someone who cares about us. The term bits for connection was coined by Drs. John and Julie Gottman, and they define them as an attempt to get attention, affection, and or acceptance. And the idea may have been developed in the context of couples' relationships, but it makes sense beyond those kind of relationships. It applies also to parents and children, co-workers, friends, etc. Ideally, we would all be aware of this need that we all share to feel connected, and we would feel that need, we would notice that we are feeling maybe disconnected and that we would like some more connection, and then we would request it. We would allow ourselves to be vulnerable and ask for what we need. And ideally, the receiving part of that request, they would respond in kind, right? But what happens in reality is not that. Because not everyone is self-aware enough all the time to know what they are feeling so that they could articulate what they feel they are missing. Or maybe we don't have the words to articulate what we feel or what we need. Or even if we did articulate it in a very specific and clear way, maybe the other person isn't necessarily on the same page or in the right mind space, or maybe they don't hear what we need in the way that we are trying to convey it. For example, my kids are home from school for winter break. And my husband and I, we both work from home. So it's always challenging when the kids are on break. And it feels like they're always on some kind of break for one reason or another. Now, as they've gotten older, it's gotten easier to have them home because they have more autonomy and they can entertain themselves and feed themselves if they get hungry, and they can find something to read or watch more independently. And that helps all of us for sure. However, every day, especially my daughter, and even a couple times a day, both of them, but especially the younger one, she will still come to the office to ask, what can I eat? Or she might tell me that she's bored. Or she wants me to tell her what to do. Or sometimes she wants to do something with me. And if I am on a session with a client, they know not to come in or even not to knock on the door. But if they put their ears on the door and there's silence, they totally just come in. They help themselves and just barge in. So one thing about me is that I have this hypersensitivity to interruptions. You know, there are people who, when they are focusing on something, it's like they tune out all the external interruptions. And my husband is like that. It's like he doesn't even register that there's input trying to get in. I am not like that at all. And I'm not sure if it's from being a mom, but I know that even from before having kids, so maybe it's from trauma growing up where I needed to be hyper attuned to the people around me to make sure that they didn't get angry or that they didn't need anything. Like I was always like with this hypervigilance, where I could be deeply concentrating on something that I'm reading or writing or just deep in thought, but at the slightest mom or any sound that I feel is calling for my attention, I can't ignore it. And I've tried to hear those calls for attention, and I've tried to ignore them, and it's so hard, so difficult. I can't really go back to concentrating on what I was before. And when I worked in the corporate world, for the most part, I just had a cubicle, and it was the worst because people tend to just talk to you and interrupt, and there's no door that you can close. It used to drive me nuts. And I wonder if most of you who are listening now are more like me, who are easily interrupted, or more like my husband. Because if you are more like him, first of all, you have no idea how lucky you are. I envy you, and I am so happy for you. And this episode may not resonate with you very much. But if you are like me, there's a few things that I've noticed that I want to share because it's been very helpful for me. Okay, fun fact, as I was writing my notes for this episode, my daughter just came in because she didn't hear voices, so she knew I wasn't seeing a client, and I noticed immediately that frustration and anger come up in my body. It happens so fast. I feel my muscles tensing up from my legs to my abdomen to my chest and my jaw clenches, and with the tension also comes like a heat wave. I don't like it at all. And as she approaches me and I notice this, oh, I hate it. And even if I try to be nice to her, the tension in my jaw just makes the words sound like harsh, you know? And I asked quickly, hey, what do you need? And of course, she senses the tension in my voice and says, nothing. I just wanted to say that I love you. And I love you too, I said, and I need to concentrate on my work now, and I'll let you know when I'm done, okay? And then I noticed she went away and it was fine, but immediately I noticed a rush of shame and guilt coming up, like a strong wave of self-judgment and self-criticism. And there's tons of tension between two parts of me. So one part that says that I should be grateful that my daughter wants to talk to me and that I should treasure that and be welcoming and nurturing to her as a mom. And that if I don't, she will feel rejected and unloved because of the way that I'm being with her. And then there's another part of me who wants her boundaries to be respected and who needs time and space for work and for myself, and who wants me to be able to focus on something and be able to finish a thought without interruptions. And I can see truth in both parts. They are both, they both make a valid point. So I feel I'm yammering, I'm sorry. The point is, when I remind myself that my daughter is not necessarily, she's not wanting to interrupt me. She just wants to feel connected to me. And even if she were to say, I'm hungry or I'm bored, and maybe she is hungry or bored, but when I frame it as, this is a bid for connection. I've been in my office working for a few hours and she might be feeling lonely. So she's subconsciously thinking that, okay, I'm gonna go talk to mom. And because she doesn't know what to say when she comes in my office, she just says, I'm hungry. And if I'm not fully aware, either sometimes I absentmindedly say, well, go have a banana or have a cookie or yogurt. And sometimes she doesn't want any of that. And it drives me nuts because I'm like, if you're really hungry, there's solutions for that problem. Just go to the kitchen and find one solution that you like, one solution that sounds good to you, and just leave me alone. That's the subtext, right? But that should be my clue, right? When I offer a few options and she doesn't want any of that, then it's that she's not really truly hungry, right? It should be so obvious. And maybe what she's hungry for is for connection, not for food, right? So sometimes it's me who needs connection. So I will notice myself sometimes with my husband, and I used to notice this more in the past, that I would have this impulse to say to him things like, why are you on your phone so much? Or I would accuse him of being addicted to his phone. Or I would complain that he wasn't paying attention to me when I was telling him something. And it came across as harsh, as accusatory, as complaining. And now I realized that those were my beats for connection. I was feeling disconnected, and that felt bad. And I was projecting that feeling by accusing him of doing something wrong. Seeing those interactions, mine with my husband and my kids, and specifically in the example that I gave you, my daughter with me, seeing those interactions through the lens of these are bits for connection is truly game changing. Now, I can't miss the chance to say that it's okay to feel activated when you're interrupted. It's okay to feel the frustration and the anger, and also the guilt and the shame. All of it is human. All of it is normal and valid. There's no right way that one should feel in a situation like that. It's gonna feel different for each of us, depending on our traumas, our programming, our level of resources at that time. But no matter how we react, we can decide that whatever comes up and however we handle it at any given moment is the best that we could do with the resources that we have. It's the best that we had capacity for. And it's also okay to have the impulse to accuse a partner or someone else when you are feeling left alone, ignored, dismissed. It's human nature. Having the impulse doesn't mean that you have to act on it, though, if you don't want to. And you can totally reprogram that. You can totally learn to find the space to interrupt that impulse and not take action based on that. Reminding ourselves that as humans, we have this need for connection, and that sometimes we don't know how to articulate it. It's going to allow us to see more clearly what we need and what those we love need, even when they can't articulate it themselves. When my kids say, "You're always working," I want to be mad, and I want to explain and clarify and set the record straight that it's not true, and it's not fair for them to accuse me and judge me. And I notice that impulse, and I hold it, and I comfort that part of me that wants to be seen and understood and accepted. And I just remind myself that it's not that they really believe that I am always working. They might be feeling alone and disconnected, and they might be feeling a need to reconnect with me. And that's just how it's coming out of their mouths. Or when they are hungry, but they don't really want any food I offer. Or maybe I know that it's not really possible for them to be hungry because we just ate. It's not really about hunger. It's not that they really feel that they need to eat. It's just that they are hungry for connection. And when I catch myself thinking that my husband is always on his phone, I can also recognize it's just me feeling lonely and disconnected from him, and me wanting to reconnect with him. It's easier to point the finger at them and accuse them, right? Because it feels so vulnerable to ask for what we need, but we can't do it. And the result, I promise, is much, much better. Okay, that's it for today's episode. If you're a returning listener, thank you for coming back for another episode of The Humans We Are. If you are new to the show, welcome. I hope you enjoyed this one and that it gave you something to practice or to try on. My hope is that as you listen to this show, you will find a more loving and compassionate way of relating to yourself. and that you can truly appreciate who you are. And if you want to make any changes, you can do them from love and self-compassion and not from self-judgment and self-rejection. If you'd like to move in that direction with my help, I have currently openings. So the best way to assess if this is a right fit for you is booking a free consult, going to carolafuertes.com/consult. And there you can tell me everything that you are wanting to accomplish and what you feel is in your way. And if we decide that we want to keep working together, we can talk about how that would look like. Now, if you are not ready yet to jump on that call, but you want to support the show, rating and reviews are always the best way. And of course, helping me spread the word by sharing this episode with a friend who might like it. If you have any comments or suggestions for topics to cover or feedback of any kind, you can email me at carola@carolafuertes.com or you can DM me on Instagram @fuertescarola. Okay, I will be back soon. In the meantime, notice your own beats for connection. What shape do they normally take? And can you spot other people's beats for connection with you? That's all for now, my friends. Bye-bye.